We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Kuralt, CBS News, of WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Ruth Sadbiston on the Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Kemp.
Thanks for watching this week's NC Spin.
Now, here is Dave Kaiser.
Hi, y'all. Well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yours truly, Sam Beard,
and Jim Reed,
and Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harriet Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Ennis standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps. For the nocturne, we send as
this is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingdom Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dill here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show, and this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters.
WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raw.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hap Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
I'm Mike Raley, the Weekend Gardener. Welcome in, everybody.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is a Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
Some of the great voices that you've heard over the last 100 years, mostly the last, say, 70 years here on WPTF. And it's incredible to have worked with many of these and known some. It baffles that the little boy from Nash County could come to the big city and meet so many fine people, including the former Attorney General and Secretary of State and Deputy Chief Counsel on the Senate Watergate Committee, who I'm honored to know, and Nelsa Cox, who has been on the show since the 90s, I guess. Nelsa, haven't you?
Yeah, I think 94 is the earliest I can remember, although I do remember meeting Chip in 91, 92 over at Fowler's Nursery, but I can't remember if I ever aired.
The first time I remember you being on was with Ann and me at the convention, or the Civic Center, the old Civic Center. We were doing a remote for somebody there. I don't know what kind of big show was going on. But, yeah, that's a long thing. Pam Beck was on with us, Ann and Pam, I guess, used to, at first, would fill in for Irv. So they were on in the late 80s. So Paul McKenzie has been on since, like, 2000. So thank you all for hanging in there with us.
Always fun and an honor to spread good news about plants.
Yes, ma'am. General, are you back with us?
I'm back.
Okay.
And I'm the junior member here, something over 20 years.
Yeah, it's hard to believe.
So I'm the junior member.
Well, it's incredible that you have had the time and the desire to stick with us that long. I have thanked y'all, I think, probably profusely. I hope I have over the years. But publicly, I should thank you more for doing this.
Well, you are our leader. There is no question about that. And you're the voice of the Weekend Gardener. You're the Hall of Famer, where I was very blessed to be at your installation. And it was quite a night.
I wish I could have. There were a lot of, I was able to invite 10 people, but I would love to have. There were so many people I would like to have invited. I would like to have had all of my friends, Weekend Gardener friends, there, but we couldn't do that.
And Mike, over the years, I now call you friend.
Yes. It's taken a long time, I know, but.
Yeah, and sweet
Melissa, yeah. That's right. Who listens every Saturday morning just to make sure I'm not up to no good, if that makes any sense. It's a double negative, I guess. At any rate, we're talking about bugs. It's going to be okay. What about people are always concerned about cold hurt, cold damage to their plants. What's likely to be hurt this weekend if they haven't already been?
I think that there could be some coastal plants that are already showing effects, things like oleander, some gardenias. Those that are 3 to 5 years probably have a good root anchor and may sprout back or come back. But the good thing, I think, for us in this Julian area and probably Wake County, I mean, the more snow, the more insulation to the root zone, and that's what you're a lot of times trying to protect is putting a blanket over the root. So that acts as an insulator. So that's kind of a good thing. And with the cold and even colder temperatures coming behind it, that's going to be a good thing. So certainly I'm sure we'll see some plants that are tested with the consistency of more than, 3 days or more of this 20-degree weather. But, it's kind of that theory, if it doesn't make it, then there's just more room for another great plant.
Well, that's true. That's true. Yeah. I've heard that so often. If you get tired of, I guess you get tired of plants sometimes. You may have something that's just kind of a standard old plant. I didn't mean to get you riled up.
And there's some Japanese maples. There's a lot of different plants that you can have some stem dieback that gets in the tips and the tops and goes kind of down into the plant. And, that's where we, I used to always give my annual pruning talk and usually the mid to third week of February. And that's when we look for kind of the 4 D's, which is, dead, dying, diseased, or damaged wood. So cleaning those up and doing a good inspection before we start warming up in spring. And one of the reasons we do that is, like, even with grapevines and fruit trees and not so much crepe myrtles, but with the Japanese maples, that's the month to prune them. But one of the reasons we do this is because they can be heavy bleeders, and so we want to stop that sap flow and not encourage pests to come to it as we start warming. So hopefully we'll get past this cold pretty soon here.
Well, Mike, I want to announce that we're going to have a big ceremony at the garden party this spring, where I will turn title over to Nelsa to the Vietnam Evergreen Maple. I have an extra one. And we're going to have a digging ceremony and dig up that baby for Nelsa to take that home and to realize that probably the only time in her life that she didn't correctly identify a plant was here at my place and she's been a good sport about it. And I think it, I think she still has some doubts about it.
Well, counsel, if I may represent my own defense, I saw the plant as a seedling 4 or 5 years ago, and it very much looked like a juvenile Chymonanthus, which is a winter sweet. But I have conceded to being 100% wrong and accepting the fact that it is a
Well, you know, your mother, Nelsa, even recognized that it looks like a bamboo plant.
She certainly did. In fact, that bark looks like a bamboo.
Yeah, she's inside, nice and cozy, listening on her Alexa, and I told her there's a 7-second delay, but I'm out here on the screen porch where it's a little chilly.
I didn't mean for you to have to stay outside. Aren't you allowed in the house?
Well, you know, I love being out here, and I love this scenery here.
So oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm not cooped up in the studio because it's beautiful. I'm looking at the prettiest landscape. You know, just sitting here, joy on the farm and watching the snow and the birds flutter. So I'm happy. And then in our sunroom, there's 2 sun porches, and I'm sitting here surrounded by blooming orchids, lots of succulents, lots of foliage plants, lots of Rex begonias, lots of Easter cactus that are budded up, my grandmother's Sears plants. I'm out here in paradise. I'm quite happy. It's just that it's a cool 58-60 degrees.
Well, you need to plant that Vietnamese evergreen someplace where you can see it from the porch.
Didn't you see me trying to skirt from that subject?
Yes, I will. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll go to Herb, and we'll get off the subject completely.
All right.
Herb, good morning, Professor.
Good morning, Mike, Rufus, and Nelsa. I hope you're well.
Yeah, where are you this morning? Are you in Jamesville or Durham?
No, I'm in Durham. And, Mike, with your double negatives in a vernacular that I have heard in some part of my life, we ain't got none over here in the park.
There you go. There you go,
yeah,
sir.
It's pretty clear. Mike, you mentioned birds and feeding. I've got birds all over the place, but one thing I would say is give them a little water. It might last for a little bit. They're out there pecking the ice, so I've got to replenish the water.
Right.
But what I was going to say was that for those of us who just must be growing, now is a great time to sow some lettuce seeds, spinach seeds, and the like. And even if you're not going for the leafy part, the sprouts provide a lot of nutrition. So that's something that the ever growers might be able to think about. The other thing that I was going to say is that some of us are very much into our careers in life, has been on health and longevity. And we have been on Rufus for quite some time about his lack of liking kale. So I have a substitute for him, proven scientifically and otherwise, and that is, Rufus, if you're not going to eat kale, one of the better substitutes is having great relationships with friends and family and not being isolated. Proven for sure. And the Weekend Gardener gives you that, so don't worry too much about the kale. Just hang in there with social
Herb.
Well, I don't know anybody, weekend, Professor, who is more social than Rufus Edmonston.
Well, I thrive on people.
Well, look, y'all have a great weekend. Are going to be on the line tomorrow.
Boy, Herb,
so,
I like
go.
Being around
have
people.
A great day.
Thank you, Herb, so much. And, Rufus, I know you do love being around people.
Yeah, and
that's a gift.
As I said, I'm writing another book on bringing back civility, and the more I live, the longer I think that somehow families are not doing their job now, with children growing up seeing nothing but fights and fusses and people
right.
One another's necks all the time.
I know.
I I don't want to sound old-fashioned, but then I do. I think most of this lack of civility starts at home, because children mimic their parents.
Yeah.
And we need to start thinking of the very simple things, that it's a lot easier to smile than to frown. Being kind is an easy thing to do, because it gives you more pleasure than the person to whom you're bestowing it. And an old saying that I have always thought of is, hate like acid does more damage to the vessel in which it is stored than to the object upon which it is poured. Now, think about that one for a while. If that's the truth.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna say, I think we just give everybody a plant, especially if you're young. I mean, can you imagine having a plant and you're in your 50s, 60s, and it's a plant your parents gave you when you were a kid, and you're still nurturing, loving, and caring for it. I just think there's so much to learn from plants, and it just shares passion and just growth. So I'm all the world.
If you've ever observed a child with a plant, it's sheer joy. And speaking of that, Nelsa, I still have the iris passed down from my mother.
Love
and
it.
I cherish that iris.
Wow.
And thinking of her job as the church flower lady, and how I got out of going down to the bottom lands to hang with Mama on Saturdays to get ready for the church service with her plants, her flowers.
I'm going to have to get a piece of that, Rufus, and plant it on the legendary farm in Julian.
You better do it.
Yes, absolutely.
We'll be back here on the WPTF Weekend Gardener. Maybe we'll hear from Cliff Joyner, too. Righty, we're back here on WPTF. Rufus, do we have Cliff Joyner's book?
We are right in the middle of a great Cliff Joyner saying. It goes this way. The beauty of love is that giving it away, you are left with more than you had before.
Amen.
That's what I like to talk about in bringing back stability.
Yep.
And that was actually said by William Shakespeare.
My goodness. The bard
Let's do that one more time.
Yeah.
The beauty of love is that in giving it away, you're left with more than you had before.
And that's so often true. Giving is always a good thing.
Better than receiving. Yep.
Yeah. In many ways it is.
Mike, I have to... my mom just came out on the porch, and now she's gone back in, but I have to, so she'll probably hear this, but I have to tell you, you'd probably be pretty proud of her. She drove herself down to Oak Island on the 19th of January, and her birthday was the 20th. She turned 89, but on the 19th, she's driving out of Clarkton and got pulled over by a state trooper doing 71 and a 55.
Well, she had her foot about halfway down on that accelerator, though.
Hey, the officer asked her, he said, "Ma'am, where are you going in a hurry?" And she said, "I'm going to see my daughter at Oak Island." And he said, "Would you please do me a favor and slow down?" She said, "Yes, sir."
What a nice man. What our law enforcement people have to put up with, especially a highway patrolman. They are just... they're just the best, even though I've gotten early in life, gotten a few tickets from them. No warnings. I've never gotten a warning. Just what, boy? What are you doing? All right, the Weekend Gardener coming up about a half hour's worth. We'll talk to Monica at the State Farmers Market. Okay, we're back. It's 10:34, and you're listening to the Weekend Gardener at WPTF. Mike Rayleigh here, along with Rufus Edmonston and Nelsa Cox. I was just looking at the radar again. They're calling it a dry slot, like from Henderson down to Fayetteville. There's nothing much happening in that area. So thanks to the dryness of the atmosphere. We got Monica on. We'll find out if it's been snowing at the farmer's market. Colin, is it snowing here at Highwoods? Can you tell?
There are some flurries, but it's not collecting
flurries
anywhere.
Okay, yeah. We're just kind of... Miss Monica, how are you this morning?
Good morning. Good. Hope you are.
Yeah. What do you got snow-wise out there at the farmer's market?
There's been a flurry flying around here and there, but really no accumulation. We still have leftovers from last weekend here and there with some patches that seem to be waiting for some more to arrive, but we have not seen anything really coming in. It's been tough trying to figure out what, you know, for all of our businesses to do with throughout this. And as of right now, the State Farmers Market restaurant is open and they are cooking those biscuits. So everybody come on out and enjoy while you can get out and on the roads right now while it is safe and enjoy a home-cooked breakfast.
Yeah, that has been one of the problems with this ice that we had last weekend, and now having the snow, the merchants have, some merchants have really been suffering because, you know, people are going to the grocery store and at the gas station and places like that, but you know, some are getting left out. I hope that people have been able to get out. I know y'all clear things out very well there. But let's have some inspiration by the monks who passed near the farmer's market last weekend, and in that cold weather.
Oh yeah.
So let's gather some inspiration from that and go eat at the farmer's market this morning.
That's right. They are open, and you know, like I say, they've got breakfast and lunch. I think they threw it all together this morning with getting their staff in on a last minute once they saw how the weather, you know, everything had been delayed with the snow coming in. And so Gypsy did her magic and got everybody in. And, again, you can come out and enjoy a good hot breakfast this morning, good cup of coffee, and you can shop around. We do have a vendor down in the farmer's area that has firewood. Whether you're needing a big load, a sack or two, or maybe just a couple pieces, they can help you out with that. And some vendors inside our market shops that are open. Our market bakery is open. May Farms is open with a large variety of meats, and they have milk. They have eggs, and you know, if you're looking at anything like that to stock up on. And then we have Joyce's with our, they have just a large selection of specialty food products. Nancy Joe's with the cakes and pies if you're wanting to make sure you've got some sweet treats to enjoy. If you happen to get snowed in, you can definitely come out and suck up on those this morning while they're all open. And the variety, you know, there's a few folks that have chosen to close, but through the market shops, there's still a good selection. And it's nice and warm inside the market shops. You can walk around and enjoy and maybe sit down in one of the rocking chairs and take a break as you're out strolling around. And just a great place to come while you can get out and that it's safe to do so. I do want to mention that Logan's has opened today as well. And they're having their big sale where they have 20 to 50% off all their houseplants and indoor pottery. So good time to come out and check them out. Their greenhouse is nice and cozy inside, and they've got a great variety of orchids and other unique houseplants and flowers.
And Rufus has mentioned many times they're kind of like a hardware store too out there.
Most definitely. They have, you know, everybody stocking up on winter supplies, being prepared as the storm's been rolling in. They do still have some bags of ice melt or salt that you can get, and they have firewood as well. They have it in bundles or loads, as well as ice scrapers, de-icer, and they also still have some snow shovels available. So you can stop by and stock up on all those things. And if you're starting to think about spring planting, they have all kinds of seeds and supplies, just a huge selection of all the garden needs that you might and have. Anybody who loves the garden, it's a must stop to come out and see what they offer.
Yeah, good bird seed selection too.
Yes, most definitely. We've got to keep those birds taken care of during this winter weather.
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
They do have a great selection of bird feeders, bird seed, and all of the things that go along with that. If there's anything in particular you're looking and you can't find it, I'm sure they can help direct you to it, or might be something that they could order in for you and that sort of thing.
I recognize the gentleman from Watauga County. He has the floor. Do you have anything to say, sir, to Monica?
I want to tell you that I just, earlier on the show, Monica, had a big slice of cinnamon sourdough that Nelson brought yesterday from the farmer's market. And just before that, I had gone by Judy's place. And Judy's husband makes the best Brunswick stew of anybody I've ever seen, and I'm going to have that for lunch when we finish the show.
That is a real art, making Brunswick stew.
And he makes his in a huge cast iron pot. I mean, they're huge. I've been to his siblings' Brunswick stew cook-off before.
I bet it's something when he's cooking that.
General, do you still have a bit of a touch of distemper?
Just a little bit of distemper.
And Monica, I also want to shout out to Kemp. He said, I stopped by also his place and got flounder and shrimp and, you know, hush puppies in the fry. It was so good last
Yum.
Night. Mama so loved it.
I bet.
He was so
yes,
sweet.
And they always do a wonderful job, and I just got off the phone with Kemp a minute ago, and he is so upset with himself that he didn't open this morning, but he had one of those really rough calls you've got to make, with storm, not knowing what to do, and predictability of it all, but he chose to be closed today, he said that if any way possible, he's going to be open tomorrow, but that is, you know, to be determined, to let everybody know he was really frustrated he did not open, and that he would be open just as soon as he could be for everybody that's wanting to come out and get some of that delicious seafood. And as we talked about last week, his mom is an avid listener, Miss Sue Pendergrass, and hope she's listening this morning and is staying nice and warm and cozy.
Yeah, Miss Sue, good morning.
Yes. So he says that she absolutely loves listening to you guys.
Well,
so,
thanks.
It's always a treat to hear that.
That means a lot, and we love Kemp's and the seafood market. I seafood restaurant. That's a real compliment, Monica, because you spend a lot of time at the beach, and for you to give such glowing terms for Kemp's seafood. Of course, we all know that.
Yeah, I mean it. Feels like it's fresh out of the ocean. It was
yeah.
delicious.
Yeah, they know how to do it.
Better.
Their seafood is delicious. If anybody's listening, if you've not been out to try it, you've got to make plans to do so. They and they are very generous with their portions. You should not leave hungry by any stretch, any means.
Well, you can make three meals out of it.
Probably take some to go and still have some left over. And they also have delicious clam chowder. On these cold wintry days is a treat in itself. And so make plans to come out when they do get reopened. They are open usually 11 a.m. to 6 every day. Fridays and Saturdays they're open till 7 in the evenings. And our State Farmers Market restaurant, they're, like I said, they're open today. They did get a little bit of later start this morning, but they're open and hoping to be open until 3. As long as the weather allows, they're going to stay open. If anything changes with that, we'll be making announcements on our Facebook page, and I'm sure they'll make one on theirs as well. And so we're, again, got the gates are open. You can come out again, and as long as it's safe to do so, we will keep the gates open, and some of our vendors will be here. I do want to mention, speaking of listeners, I was out actually having to make an ice melt run yesterday with preparing for the storm, and I ran into Mr. Sid Stalls from down around McGee's Crossroads, And when he saw me and I started talking, he realized who I was. And he said, I just love listening to you on the radio. And he was talking about how he really enjoyed the show as well. So I want to give him a little shout out this morning. Hope that he's listening as well.
That's Mr. Sauls.
Mr. Sid Sauls from McGee's Crossroads.
Well, I tell you, as many people as I know from McGee's Crossroads, you would think it was a metropolitan area. It just,
yeah,
I just heard from Stan. He lives down. He said from McGee's Crossroads, Garner. This was about an hour ago. It was snowing, so it was coming down pretty good then. How about
that? And a lot of people don't realize. Well, the McGee's Crossroads area kind of covers. There's some parts of it that have an Andrew address, but then there's a big chunk of it that has a Benson address. So, one of those areas most people know, you know, down around sort of the crossroads of Highway 50 and 210 is sort of what's always been considered the McGee's Crossroads area.
It's kind of like Willow Spring.
Exactly. Yeah. It is not too far away.
Y'all ought to have a courthouse in Willow Spring and also McGee's Crossroads.
There we go. That's right.
We need incorporation, I guess. All right. Well, is 321 Coffee open?
They are closed today.
I
learned a few minutes ago that Miss Lindsay, who is one of their, it's such an inspirational story. The two who started this when they were in college together at NC State, they're actually getting married today. And they're closed. I think the weather is most of that reason. But yes. And so I just learned that. And so congratulations to them. And,
so were they dating?
We'll have to post some pictures.
I know they were business majors. Were they dating at the time or just fellow students?
I don't know the whole story, but I just saw a little while back where they had gotten engaged. And I don't know if they started out as a couple or it just ended up that way through their endeavors, but. Such a sweet story, and they do such a great thing. So, again, one of those places, whenever they open back up, they sort of come out and support them. You know, all of our guys that are on the market, like we said, a lot of them have been struggling with this really cold spell that we're having, you know, being closed more than usual. And our farmers, it's been so cold, some of them haven't been able to open up. So
yeah,
when it warms up, you know, make plans to come on out and support everybody here at the market, and if you can come out today, you know, do so and support those who are open.
Yeah, absolutely. Monica, thank you so much, and thanks for
thank
the work
you
all do out there. I know how hard y'all work.
I have good staff that help keep everything going, and it's been a rough, long week, and it's been kind of like deja vu all over again.
I know.
These storms seem to be on a weekend schedule, and So I'm kind of ready for a little bit of warm weather, I believe.
I
can deal with the warm better than I can the cold, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, it's always great to hear from you. Y'all have been a part of this show for a long, long time.
Yes, and great to hear from you all, too. And come see us. We're at the market 7 days a week.
All right. Thank you, Miss Monica. And we shall return for a few more minutes of the WPTF Weekend Gardener. All right, so we're back on the WPTF Weekend Gardener. Mike Rayleigh, Rufus Edmondson, Nelson Cox. The president of the company just came in with a load of food for the staff here. I don't know if he brought any Vienna sausage and crackers. Brought Vienna sausage and crackers. That was at the recommendation of Big Daddy, Mr. Curtis, I think. Always a staple, Rufus and Nelson, I'm sure. At least Rufus... I don't know about you, Nelson. I don't know if you eat a Vienna sausage. I haven't had any in a long time, but that's always good to have.
I probably hadn't had any since I was 10 years old and didn't know any better.
Oh, wait a minute now. Let's not castigate the...
No more Vienna sausages and potted meat.
Yeah. Well, I never warmed up to potted meat, although I realized they were kin. But
they're canned. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. Good.
Planter sausages just look better.
That's Marianne over there. Marianne, did you come in just for the Vienna sausage or Vienna sausage?
Did you come in for just for the Vienna sausages?
Yeah.
Speak up, Marianne. There we go. Colin, did you say we had somebody on the line? Okay, Marie. Marie is with us. Marie, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I wanted to take a minute to share with your listeners about a program that is going to be in the Cary, Apex, and Morrisville area for Valentine's Day. A group of wonderful volunteers will be at the Cary Senior Center on the 11th, 12th, and 13th, making arrangements for individuals in the Cary, Apex, and Morrisville area that may be alone on Valentine's Day. And so we want to get the word out to anyone. If you have a friend, neighbor, or a family member or caregiver that you would like to send a bouquet of flowers to, you can go online to www.momswishingwithaswell.com.
Well,
and
just,
we will deliver.
Just don't ask me to come over there and make bows, because I'm a total failure at that.
You're a good bow maker.
No, I think I got the arthritis when I tried to make just one out at your place years ago. Your mother was fast as lightning. She was holding a class, I believe, that day.
Yeah.
And I flunked.
I don't think so.
Well, I think I made one, but it was probably not very good. So, Marie,
one and done.
I might be able to help with the other, but now, tell us when and where.
It is going to be on February the 11th, 12th, and 13th, and it's at the Cary Senior Center, and we have approximately 150 volunteers. But if you would like to recommend someone, you can go on our website, which is www.momswishingwithaswell.com. And recommend someone to receive a bouquet of flowers.
Wonderful. Yo, what kind of flowers do you usually put in there?
Oh, we use astrariums, daisies, baby's breath, carnations, and we don't use roses because they're extremely expensive at this time of year.
Right.
So.
Now, Rufus's mother was the flower lady at their church growing up, Rufus, so she would enjoy doing something like that.
Oh, absolutely. She, in fact, went to the Caldwell County Community College branch in Boone to learn flower decoration, and she was real proud of her diploma.
I bet. Yeah, that's we have beautiful arrangements at my church. That's one of the first things I look at when I walk in the sanctuary, it's what's on the altar there with the flowers. Just tremendous.
The same table sits in front of the altar, and on the front of it it says, "In remembrance of me."
How about
that?
How about that?
Yeah.
And
we also work with Meals on Wheels.
Very nice. Such good people. You should be in Rufus's book. New book coming out. Marie, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Now, remind us again, the cold, what should we cover up anything? Or is it, I don't know, it's going to get so cold. What should we do? Should we worry about anything, Rufus and Nelsa?
If I've got something that won't take it, then I look at it this way. It doesn't belong here.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. This survival of the fittest, I suppose.
Yeah, I think at this point, or given the state we are enjoying, it's kind of too late to get out there and do anything. But as I said, the encouraging part is snow is a good insulator, and hopefully if you had any new evergreens or conifers, they were well hydrated before this real cold weather, and that's really all you can do.
Well, that's true, and but the good thing is, something we talked about earlier, is that we're probably, this weather, consistently cold weather, and some extremely cold weather is probably going to hurt that insect, the insects out there in the ground.
Say, we may find a few stunned plants, but I think there'll be so many to pop back with resilience. We may not notice so much, and if there is a void space, then it's a good time to find another plant.
Still predicting 3 to 6 inches of snow in this area. We're currently in, at least from like Henderson down to Fayetteville, in a slot, as the meteorologists call it, a dry slot. So we've got snow on either side of us, and we're getting flurries here and there. But it's all going to fill in at some point later in the afternoon. So I'm sure if there's anybody open, if there are businesses open, get out, and you're able to get out there and do some business with them, because I know that a lot of businesses have been hurt this week because of the uncertainty of the weather and so forth, and it's been so cold and the ice, of course.
Especially the essentials. Again, we've talked about bird seed and sleds and snow shovels and ice melt and things of that nature. And buy yourself a plant to look at during this cold.
Nice, a good house plant. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Rufus, don't you eat too much of that Brunswick stew now.
I'm getting ready to heat it up.
All right. Well, our best to Miss Linda.
Well, she's doing just fine.
Well, and Lum, please give our best to Lum.
Yeah, Lum. Jasper was the weekend gardener dog, and now Lum is the weekend gardener cat.
And she looks like a real intellectual, too, so I'm sure she has plenty to say.
Well, it's a he.
Oh, it's he.
Don't make him mad. He'll
fight
you.
I'm not. No. No, I don't want. Does he follow you outside yet?
He's not outside yet. He follows me all over the house.
Okay. Well, good. He's a follower. He's hoping for a tidbit in case eating a nab or something.
He wants everything I put in my mouth.
Stares at you, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Well, God love you both. I thank you so much. Thanks to our listeners for joining us this morning. And Brother Rufus, we hope to see you next Saturday here on the Weekend Gardener.
We'll be around.
All right. Miss Nelson, you take care, and best to Miss Barbara.
Fun show. Go Pack. Thank
you.
Bye.